When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We got Kayla, we got Jake, we got Hody on the 20s, and Spencer German, the Germinator, will be joining us coming up at 4 on today's show. Plan to get to, obviously, off day for the Browns today, so we can rest easy knowing they can't screw anything up today. I know, that's very cynical. That's a very cynical way to start a show when I'm in an awfully good mood, but I'm just trying to give you peace of mind that they can't hurt you today. All right, Sunday, they hurt me. I'm assuming they hurt you. When it comes to this next Sunday against Jaden Daniels, who all of a sudden looks like Joe Montana in his friggin' prime, I can't guarantee that they're not going to hurt you again. But today, so far as I know, I'm sure they still can because they're professionals at this. So far as I know, you are safe from the Cleveland Browns going full Cleveland Browns, the way they have started this season in vintage Browns fashion and not in recent history Browns fashion. But we got to get into some Guardians talk as well. As the playoffs begin, they're here. The wild card round begins today, and that has opened up a fascinating can of worms with who you want to face. We'll get to that. We got Mandy Bell coming up at 3:20. We do have Albert Breer. He is now moving to Tuesdays because of Thursday Night Football, so he'll be at 5:20 today. Again, I mentioned the Germinator, but I had a thought. I almost brought it to air yesterday, and it's funny. I was listening to Rodney McLeod with the Morning Boys, and just to be clear, I said Rodney McLeod, not Rodney McClown, which it sounded like I said it, because sometimes I don't enunciate as well as I should. But Rodney McLeod was on with the Morning Boys today. And I just want to give you this, because this is, I'd had this thought since Sunday. And listening to Rodney McLeod talk about the 1-3 Cleveland Browns and where the team is, I think broke my brain in the best possible way. Here's Rodney.
For us, it's just about, one, facing reality. Reality is we're a 1-3 football team, but this is just the first quarter of the year. And we talk about starting fast. We didn't do that. That's evident. But the only people that can get us out of this situation is us. And so we have to look our, you know, selves in the mirror and have a very tough conversation and self-reflection with one another. If we think that we're doing enough, we're not. We need to do more because that is what's required and that is what is demanded of us in order to resolve the issues that have been occurring. So, yeah, we're disappointed. But we're also very hopeful because there isn't much hope that lives outside of, you know, the walls that we're in. You know, everybody, power rankings, your number this, your number that at the start of the season, oh, number one defense. No, like, this is a new year. Everything that you just said was what we did last year, what that team did last year. There are new people that are part of this group, and we have to figure out what is our legacy going to be. What is the narrative going to be about this 2024 season? And right now, I mean, I love this. This is a great challenge. Like, where most people are uncomfortable in these environments about adversity. Like, that's been my career. And I know a lot of other people on the team can relate. Like, in order for us to end up where we are all at right now in these seats, there was some sort of adversity we had to overcome. We have defied the odds. And so it's no different right now. 1-3, people don't expect us to be a playoff team. They don't expect us to win the division. But at the end of the day, we're going to stand strong as a team, and we're going to fight our way out of this, and we're going to get back on track.
So as I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about every single thing that went wrong, I thought back to a topic I came up with on Sunday. Now, as I watch a game, I take notes, I write down ideas, things that might be good for this week's show, whether it's Monday, whether it's Tuesday, whether it's Wednesday. Usually by Thursday, you're on to the next game. But just ideas, just, okay, anything to kind of get ideas to talk about when you host 5 hours a day. And one of the things that, because I already saw the season is over talk, and just quite frankly, I hate that. I don't know what anyone gets out of the season is over talk. We did talk about it yesterday because it's a valid thing for people to ask, even though it's only 4 weeks. It is a valid thing to ask. I just hate having to ask the damn question. I hate wondering where that Browns culture that you know, formed a team that was able to go 11-5 with, or 11-6 with five different quarterbacks last year. I know the playoff game was ugly, but there was a lot of good football across all of the months. Like, they got the win against Cincinnati. Yeah, the Pittsburgh game sucked, but guys, they actually, that was a super competitive game. They started 2-1. They had the Mr. September, Kevin Stefanski, right? They started fast. They stacked wins. They overcame adversity. And at all points, even if they had the Baltimore game, which I think caught everybody by surprise, the devil was in the details to how do you respond to adversity. And even if it took a week, even if it took 2 weeks, the Browns answered the call like seven times last year. And what I think maybe has me understanding the is the season over conversation, which should not be a conversation after week four. It just shouldn't. But it is because of the way the Browns played. Because the Browns have not shown that ability to fight through adversity or that ability to face reality, right? That understanding, like Rodney was talking about, that only people that can, the only people that can get us out of this are the people in that locker room. To this point, they've not shown that. They did follow up. Listen, they followed up a Dallas ass-kicking in week one by dominating Jacksonville early and then kind of just finishing off a win very, very late in that Jacksonville game. But they followed up prosperity, right? Because there's one thing if you can handle adversity. There's another thing, how do you handle prosperity? And they followed it up with an absolute dud of a game against the Giants on both sides of the ball. And then they followed that adversity up. All right, we're back to facing adversity. We're away from prosperity by another equally disappointing loss to a shorthanded Raiders team. I'm not doing this to make you drive off the road and hate your life. I'm just pointing out that the Browns have had multiple opportunities to get right at any point. And it doesn't get any easier.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
From here. And so when I've started asking, like, well, the Browns season is not over, if I had to face the reality of what these 4 weeks have been. And what's wild is the play calling has not been up to snuff. Whether it's situational play calling, whether it's just whether it's like an individual call at the wrong time, whether it's aggressiveness versus conserve. So we're talking play calling philosophy. We're not even just the devils in the details. Or maybe it's the O-line, which has been flag heavy, getting flagged more than anybody else on the team. Whether it is sloppy communication, not picking up blitzes, whether it's the injuries. Somebody yesterday was like, "God, Nick, it's the injuries. They're not healthy." Well, injuries have nothing to do with the ability to communicate, call out protections, and protect your quarterback. Yep, you might not have the same ceiling with James Hudson at left tackle than you do Jed Wills, but trust me, if you're just putting it on injuries, you're missing a startling issue with the Cleveland Browns right now. But it's the defensive consistency. It's the defense acting and pounding their chest. Hey, we're not a matchup-based defense. That's what Rodney said last week. So speaking as if they've already accomplished something, know that you accomplished something last year, you haven't done diddly squat this year. It's wide receivers, not catching. Some of that is on Deshaun, by the way. The accuracy, it's fair to say that the accuracy isn't where it needs to be. Probably should give him a modicum of time to figure it out, considering he had his shoulder reassembled. But I digress. Wide receivers aren't catching. Even when it's thrown directly to them, like Amari Cooper this week, like Cedric Tillman 2 weeks ago. The running game, which I think is predicated on the offensive line, but the running game, nobody's getting consistent traction. And I keep looking around. I mean, Deshaun has had his struggles. He played awful against Dallas. Played better against Jacksonville. And a little maybe step back against New York. But there was some good football in there. And then this week, I thought maybe it was his best performance of the year. That's not a low bar either. Like, I think he cleared the Jacksonville game considerably. But even then, you can talk about having X amount of series late in the game to save his ass, to save the team. And they haven't done it. It's execution. It's coaching. It's everything. And so when it's everything, where do you start? Because I think they have, like, you can say, okay, we've gotten better as an offensive line. We're not doing as much done stuff. You're still not good enough. Well, you know, the defense only gave up 20 points. Yeah, the problem is the defense right now needs to be giving up like 13 points, and how they're giving it up matters. They're getting gashed off the edges. They can't handle speed. They're giving cushion of about 10 yards to like a good second-year player out of Akron, guys, or out of CVCA. Kid's not a world beater. It's not Devontae Adams, and you gave him the Jalen Waddle or Tyreek Hill treatment. Got a defense that thinks they've done something. Where do you start? And so as we start to think out loud here to start the show, can I tell you the thought? Because it's not when one thing's going wrong, it's not a problem. When two things out of 10 are going wrong, it's not really a problem. You can just play better, right? Even if you're losing, if 8 out of 10 things are going right, all systems go. I think we're getting to a point where the only way that this thing gets righted is if one guy steps up and plays out of his mind. And it's the guy that I seemingly half this town has written off. As I listened to Rodney talk today, as I listened to the team talk yesterday, as I listened to Kevin throw DeJuan Jones under the bus, as I think more about Kevin as a leader and where he's strong and where he's deficient and how this thing is set up, do you know my number one thought after 4 weeks, and I never thought I'd get here for a million years? I think Deshaun Watson has to save the season. 216-474-0092, because it's got to start somewhere. I don't know the line can fix itself without Deshaun overcoming it. I don't know that the defense is going to suddenly snap to it and be the Bulldogs they were last year. They might need the offense to start saving their ass on any given week. And so I don't know that the bar that I set for Deshaun 5 weeks ago, which is you've got 6 weeks to figure it out, talk to me in Cincinnati or talk to me in Philadelphia, I don't think we can wait that long anymore. I don't think you have a choice. I think if you want to win, I think it's going to have to be because of Deshaun Watson, because there is not another person, leader, whatever, that is capable right now of stepping up and getting this damn thing right. I don't know what's going to work out, but I think that's where we are. Mandy Bell coming up at 3:20. We got the 5 at 5, predictably at 5. Albert Breer at 5:20. Spencer German, the Germinator, coming up at 4 o'clock. I almost said 5:20. At 4 o'clock today. But who is going to have to save the season for the Cleveland Browns? More on that. And players and coaches next on 92.3 The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.